Mr. Blue.
When you say you love me, then prove it by going out on a slide.
Mr. Blue,
Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue.
When you say you're sorry,
you say you're sorry, then turn around, heading for the lights of town.
Hurting me through and through.
Do, 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 call me Mr. Blue. I stay at home at night.
Do, do, do.
Right by the phone at night. But you won't call,
and I won't hurt my pride.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Call me Mr. Right.
Do-do.
Won't tell you.
Do-do. While you paint the town a bright red,
to turn it upside down.
Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue. Stay at home at night, right by the phone at night.
Call me Mr. Right, I won't tell you.
While you paint the town a bright red,
to turn it upside down, I'm painting it too.
Do-do-do-do-do. But I'm painting it blue. Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue.
It works better if I turn the microphone on. Golden Gate Quartet and Mr. Blue from 1960. And if you've just joined us, welcome. It's Bigley at Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. And I have all the usual things in all the usual places coming up in the program. We have Bing Crosby, of course, and some poetry, Doris Day. And who do we have lined up music-wise? Well, we have Herb Albert, Richard Himber, Nelson Eddy, The Shadows, got comedy from The Goon. Nice bit of classical music from the Barber of Seville. So it's going to be a good, nice, relaxing program.
Howdy to everyone. This is Mr. and Mrs. Smith's five little boys who are saying to you,
meet me tonight by the old of the willow tree. It brings back sweet memories of days that used to be.
sure whether they were all brothers or not. I think four of them were, but I think one of them wasn't. But I may be wrong on that. But that was the five Smith brothers in the shade of the old apple tree. I think it was, yeah. Here's Bonnie Baker for you right now, and My Resistance Is Low. Tucker's Orchestra and My Resistance Is Low, from 1940, I think, if memory serves me correctly. And of course, her big hit with Orrin Tucker's Orchestra was Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh, if you remember that. We'll see if we can dig it out in a couple of weeks' time and play it. So, if you just joined us, welcome to the program. I hope you had a good week. I had a pretty good week, which is always good. And I'm having a good morning with you now here on Angel Radio. So, if you have just joined us, settle back. You're just in time for not one, not two, but three songs from Bing Crosby, two of which are with Buddy Cole and his trio. And to make it happen, all I have to do is to say the two magic words. Bing, sing.
Surprise, I'm glowing with a wonderful surprise. I know it must be showing in my eyes. Oh, what a joy, what a prize. Goodbye my humdrum affairs, countless nights that went by with no rockets or flares. My lucky star looked down on me and said, so there you are. If I can help it all, you're going far. Lucky me, lucky star. Ooh, dreamed I'd be swept to the skies. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Lucky star looked down on me and said, ah, there you are. If I can help at all, you're going far. Oh, lucky me, lucky star. Now who ever dreamed I'd be swept to the skies? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, oh Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Oh, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky, winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June, I can see a sky of blue, dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you. trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
Well, three from Mr. Bing Crosby. We started off with Surprise with Buddy Cole and his orchestra. And then we had Chinatown, My Chinatown, with Buddy Cole and his trio. And then we had June in January with no Buddy Cole whatsoever, just Bing Crosby. And that's this week's Bing Sing segment. And we'll have another segment from him around about the same time next week. Time now to go off to Germany and say good morning to Holger. And this week he sent us, I think it's going to be rather a lively song, I don't know why. It's Werner Prüss and Die Trocaderos and Banjo Bill aus Arizona.
Banjo Bill aus Arizona, spiel für uns dein schönstes Lied, wenn der Abendstern am Himmel auf die Welt heruntersieht. Banjo Bill aus Arizona, sing die Cowboy-Melodie, und das Echo aus den Bergen schallt hinaus in die Prärie. Jippie, jippie, jay, jippie, jippie, jay, klingt es nachts am Lagerfeuer. Banjo Bill aus Arizona, ruh dich immer bei uns aus, häng das Halfter von dem Schimmel in das Zelt und bleib zu Haus. Banjo, Banjo, Banjo Bill, spiele, weil es jeder will. Spiel den Cowboy, Cowboy Song, Banjo, Banjo Bill, so long, Banjo Bill, so long, so long. Wenn die Sonne schlafen geht und der Südwind leise weht, treffen alle Cowboys sich in der Prärie. Um den Banjo Bill herum sitzen sie und lauschen stumm, und sie wünschen sich nur eine Melodie. Sing die Cowboy-Melodie, und das Echo aus den Bergen schallt hinaus in die Prärie. Jippie, jippie, jay, jippie, jippie, jay, jippie, jippie, jay, klingt es nachts am Lagerfeuer. Banjo Bill aus Arizona, ruh dich immer, immer bei uns aus, häng das Halfter von dem Schimmel in das Zelt und bleib zu Haus. Banjo, Banjo, Banjo Bill, spiele, weil es jeder will. Spiel den Cowboy, Cowboy Song, Banjo, Banjo Bill, so long, Banjo Bill, so long, so long. So long, so long.
So long, how can you not like that song? I'm going to have a little bit more of it.
Banjo, Banjo, Banjo Bill, spiele, weil es jeder will. cowboy, cowboy song. Bend your bill so long, bend your bill so long, so long.
Brilliant.
So long,
so long,
so long,
so long. Werner Proust and the Trocaderos and Benio Bill aus Arizona, and that came from Holger's house this week. Great song, Holger. You can tell I like it. I might even play it a little bit more before the end of the program. Wonderful. I think that possibly may be the best one you've sent. Thank you so much for that. We'll have another song from Holger around about the same time next week.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
The home of Big Ben Swing.
Poetry coming up, but first, Clodagh Rodgers. Say she's retired now. That was Clodagh Rodgers from 1969, and I Am a Fantasy. Didn't she win the Eurovision Song Contest once upon a time with Jack in the Box, I seem to recall? Yeah, lovely singer. Of course, comes from Ireland, if memory serves me correctly. I think from County Down. Lovely singer, Clodagh Rodgers, and I think she just had her birthday, actually, so if you're listening, Clodagh, very happy birthday to you. Okay, let's see, what have we got now? Oh, we've got this.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Jesse, what you got for us this week?
The Readers, by Will H. Ogilvie. Last night a wind from Lammermoor came roaring up the glen, with the tramp of trooping horses and the laugh of reckless men, and struck a mailed hand upon the gate, and cried in rebel glee, come forth, my borderer, and ride the march with me." I said, "O wind of Lammermoor, the night's too dark to ride, and all the men that fill the glen are ghosts of men that died. The floods are down in the Bowmont Burn, the moss is fetlock deep. Go back, wild wind of Lammermoor, to Lauderdale and sleep." Out spoke the wind of Lammermoor, "We know the road right well, the road that runs by Cale and Jed across the Carter Fell. There is no man of all the men in this grey troop of mine but blind might ride the border side from Teviotdale to Tyne." The horses fretted on their bits and pawed the flints to fire. The riders swung them to the south, full face to their desire. "Come," said the wind from Lammermoor, and spoke full scornfully, "have you no pride to mount and ride your father's road with me?" Our own horse to the gate they led, foam-flecked and travelled far, a snorting roan that tossed his head and flashed his forehead star. There came the sound of clashing steel and hoof-tramp up the glen, and two by two we cantered through a troop of ghostly men. I know not if the farms we fired are burned to ashes yet. I know not if the stirks grew tired before the stars were set. I only know that late last night, when northern winds blew free, a troop of men rode up the glen and brought a horse for me.
Thank you.
Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, Marianne McCall doing the singing, from 1940, The Reason I Am. Before that, fabulous reading of The Raiders by Jessie up there in California in Scotland. She really is good at reading the poetry. I don't know whether it's a Scots accent or what, but it really gives it something. Thank you so much for that, Jessie. And we'll have another poem from around about the same time next week, all being well. Right now, we're going from Scotland down to Portugal and say bon dia to Sally, who lives in Praia da Luz. I know it very well, Sally. And she says, how about some Paul Anka, but some of his really early stuff would be very good, I think, for the early hours of Wednesday morning, as it is here. Yes, indeed, it is in the UK. Still Tuesday night here, though, Sally. So you suggested the three songs that you'd like to hear from Paul Anka, and I have them all lined up. So let's start with Sally's first choice, which is Sing, 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 I Guess With a Swing.
Sing, 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 everybody start to sing, la-di-da, ho, ho, now you're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 everybody start to sing, la-di-da, ho, ho, now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. Here is something you should know. Ho, ho, baby, ho, ho, yeah. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La-di-da, ho, ho. Now you're singing with a swing. Sing, sing. La-di-da, ho, ho. Yay, yay. Ho, ho. Everybody go, go, go. Just relax and take it slow. Ho, ho, baby, ho, yeah. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La-di-da, ho, ho. Now you're singing with a swing. Sing, sing.
Seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. Word, because I heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song. Funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word, I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory.
Great songs there, thank you so much for those. Started off with Sing 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 with a Swing, and then we had I've Heard That Song Before, and finally Pity Pity. And really appreciate you getting in touch. Sally enjoyed the songs immensely, and Sally says that she has Angel Radio on practically all day and every day. Sally, really do appreciate that, and again, my thanks, mut obrigad. And if you would like to do what Sally did and choose three songs from an artist and call Beagle's Big Three, then all you have to do is get in touch with me. Email is best, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist and the songs, and if you don't want to choose the songs, I'm quite happy to choose them for you. And of course, if you don't have access to email, you can always phone the volunteers that run the studio during usual office hours, 0800 014 1955. And if you get a real person, just ask them to pass your message on to me in an email. And if you get the recording, then just leave a message and I'm sure it will get through. And that's what Sally did, by the way, so well done to you, Sally. Where are we? My goodness, we're actually on time for the moment. Well, that's good. We'll see if we can break that habit, shall we?
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and you heart and your soul. It's what I came for. Your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in.
And that was from 1960, Whatever Lola Wants. And we all know about Lola. Whatever she wants, she gets. Talking of great singers, here's Ella.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I never learned to spell, at least not well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I never learned to count a great amount. But my busy mind is burning to use what learning I've got. I won't waste any time. I'll strike while the iron is hot. If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the forget, and the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot, and the friends. secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers friends.
Gorgeous stuff. Ella Fitzgerald and I Could Write a Book from 1956. And coming up next is a piece of music from Herb Albert and his Tijuana Brass, who I've loved ever since they've been around, quite frankly. As regular listeners will know, DAB Dave chooses a lot of the music that you hear in this program, and in fact I get to choose very little of it now, because he does so much, which we really do appreciate. But coming up next is a song from Herb Albert that is not one of his hits, I don't think, but it happens to be one of my favourites, called Up Cherry Street. Up Cherry Street. I think that was released in the UK as an EP. I'm pretty sure I actually bought it. I did. Up Cherry Street. Lovely. Thanks, Dave, for he knows what I like. Okay, where are we off to now? It's time for our next segment, and it's called I Heard It at the Movies, except you may well not have, but it sort of works itself out. It's music that is not necessarily actually featured as a feature in the movie or in the film, but nevertheless, it is there. This week, the song is Genie with the Light Brown Hair, and it was in The Old Maid with Betty Davis and the other one that she didn't like very much, can't remember her name now, did a couple of movies together and they were very good. And this one is in the background, so you've got to listen to the film very, very carefully to even know it's there. But to know that it's there in this program, we get Nelson Eddy to actually sing it, and here it is.
I dream genie with the light brown hair. Born like a fable on the summer air, I see her tripping where the bright streams play. Happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them more. Oh, I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. I long for Jeannie with a day dawn smile, radiant in gladness, warm with winning guile. I hear her melodies like joys gone by, sighing round my heart o'er the fond hopes that die. Sighing like the night wind and sobbing like the rain, waiting for the lost one that comes not again. I dream of Jeannie and my heart bows low, nevermore to find her where the bright waters flow.
Nelson Eddy, Jeannie with the light brown hair, from the film The Old Maid. And I mentioned Betty Davis. The other actress that I was thinking of was Marianne Hopkins. They did not like each other, probably, I think, with good cause, because there was a lot of bad blood between them. A lot of it was caused by the fact that Marianne Hopkins had played the Jezebel role on Broadway, but was not offered the film. Betty Davis was, and of course she won an Oscar for that. And to make things just even slightly worse, Davis had an affair with Anatole Litvak, who just happened to be Miriam Hopkins' husband whilst they were making The Sisters. So they did not get on well, but they did produce some really good films, bless them. We'll have another trip to the movies at around about the same time next week.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio.
Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1935.
When I hear that
happy beat. We lie dancing down the street to that Broadway rhythm, writhing, beating rhythm.
Richard Himber and the Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, Stuart Allen doing the vocalising there with the Broadway rhythm from 1935. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio. You can find us in the Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth areas on FM, and we're on various multiplexes around the UK as well, and of course on the good old internet. And for the latest listening opportunities on all of those, go to the website angelradio.co.uk, and when you get there, look on the right hand side and you'll see how to listen to FM, DAB and online as well. And time now for a little bit of posh. And I think, yes, it was last week, my wife and I were sitting in the lounge. Actually, we'd been listening to Angel Radio for about 4 hours, and it was very good as well. And I was sitting, fiddling around, thinking, I fancy watching something on television, a little bit classy. And I happened to see that there was something there, a full opera of the Barbara of Seville, which is actually one of my favourite operas, mainly because it's just full of nice tunes. There's really not a dull tune in it, and I thought, well, we'll give it a go and see what happens. And actually, it was a very, very good production, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's what we're going to hear this week, a little bit from the Barber of Seville. There's lots of famous people in this, I should tell you. There's Robert Merrill, always good, and Cesare Valletti, Fernando Corena, Roberta Peters, Giorgio Tazzi, Margaret Ruggiero, Calvin Marsh, Eric Leinsdorf, the Metropolitan Opera Chorus and Orchestra, and here it is. Qual colpo inaspettato. I think I said it right.
Vicino
senza fiato, senza fiato, ora muoion di contento, di contento. Guarda, 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 guarda mio talento, guarda, guarda mio talento, che bel colpo seppe far.
Mio signor, ah, voi, ma io,
ma non più, ma non più, non più, ben mio, il bel nome di mia sposa, idol mio t'attende qua.
Il bel nome di tua sposa, quel gioia cor mi dà.
Sei contenta?
Like that, and the Barbara of Seville. It's only about 2.25 hours, and it's lots of fun. So if you ever get a chance to see it, do. That was loads of people: Robert Merrill, Cesare Valletti, and loads of others, along with the Metropolitan Orchestra and chorus, and Barbara of Seville. And called. I'll try it one more time. Qual colpo inaspettato. I think that's as good as it's going to get. You're listening to Angel Radio.
We
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality,
your constant companion.
Now, where was I?
That you surrendered to a sigh. Where was I? The moon was high the night that you first listened to a lie. Where was I? In someone's arms some night, and I was right. The moment came, but what a shame that someone else came by. Where was I?
Back in 1940 with Where Was I and Harry Sosnick's orchestra there. Hope you enjoyed that. Hey, listening to Angel Radio with me, R.B. Beagley at night, and 10 minutes into the second hour of the program. Oh, for so long now, we've had a day at night. We see absolutely no reason to stop it. So here is not one, not two, but three songs from the great Doris Day.
Everybody loves, oh baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come or let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby of mine. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Now won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby of mine. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Pretty baby, pretty baby, won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby. Pretty baby of
you.
know a place, a very special place, a place where we alone can go. No one sails to its shore, there's no shore at all, no house, no door at all. Still it's there, bright and fair, the day you guess the place and its address. That day our happiness will start. Is it far? Is it near? When we kiss, you see it clearly. It's the place you hold in my address. That day our happiness will start. Is it far? Is it near? When we kiss, you'll see.
Doris Day there with I Know a Place, and that was with Paul Weston and his orchestra, and I Remember You, and Pretty Baby, and that was with George Cirovo and his orchestra. And we'll have some more Day at Night around about the same time next week, and my thanks to Brad over there in Chicago for suggesting it.
The wind and the rain in her hair,
has some lovely words for you. Come on, Jenny.
Last night we met, and I dream of you yet, with the wind and the rain in your hair. Oh, you held me tight as you whispered goodnight, with the wind and the rain in your hair. No, it will be my favorite memory, that vision of you standing
and the rain in your hair.
With Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, and he introduced Jenny Sims to us with The Wind and the Rain in Your Hair, and that came from 1940. This is Tommy Tucker for you right now. I think he's going to sing for his supper. Oh, no, was that him singing for his supper or somebody else? Doesn't matter.
About you. but you.
Tommy Tucker and his orchestra with, we think, Amy Arnell singing there from 1944, When They Ask About You. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, we're going to have comedy, and we've got one piece of comedy for you this week. It is The Goons, and I don't think we've featured The Goons on the programme before. I may stand to be corrected on that, but I don't recall it, and I don't know how much we're going to have of it, quite frankly. Because I got the whole show. I don't think we're going to have the whole show, but we'll have a listen. As long as it's amusing us, we'll probably keep it going. But to take us there, here are The Shadows and The Bandit.
Once I robbed a big ranchero who was rich beyond compare, and to ransom held his daughter. She was young and she was fair. Her father's ransom, and I kept the greater prize. Now at night we ride together, 'neath the blue Brazilian sky. Adios to you, amigos. Adios, I'm on my way. Ole, oh, canguchero, the bandit of Brazil. Ole, ole, ole.
Something a little bit different, wasn't it? There was The Shadows from 1962 and The Bandit. You're listening to Angel Radio, Beagley at Night, for about another 25 minutes, something like that. But now it's time for comedy, and this week it's The Goons. Let's just give it a go and we'll see what happens.
And now, listeners, this is Neddy Seagoon speaking with the new electric microphone, folks. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. Can you hear me, folks? Then listen to the mystery as told by the man in black.
Thank you. Actually, I'm not the man in black. The truth is, I am Guinness, the man in the white suit. But on the way here, I fell down a coal hole. This gentleman here is my secretary.
You fell down a coal hole too, then?
Man, I did not.
Silence, Ellington.
Yumbumbalaboo.
I'll have the whitewash brush to you. Not in these trousers, mate. Now then, pray silence as we tell the story of the missing Prime Minister of 1953.
It was midnight on Christmas Eve, 1953. Inspector Seagoon was checking with a policeman on the beat.
Good evening, Constable and Law Guardian.
Oh, good evening, Inspector, mate.
Everything all right at number 10? Wait, where's your hairy helmet gone?
The Prime Minister knocked it off with a snowball.
Did he? You will get promotion for this.
Oh, Todd, just in time for retirement.
Keep up the good work.
Yes, I will.
That was at midnight. Then at 1200 hours...
Hello, Jean.
Who is that?
This is the Bow Street Police Station speaking. Speaking.
What a clever police station.
You'll get a punch up the conk, Jim. Right up the conk. Hear the conk.
Withhold your two-octave conk punch while I unfold a tale of a certain story.
I'll take everything down, Jim.
Don't do that, you'll catch cold.
Oh. What's your name, sir?
It's Mr. Avery T. Deacon Harry.
I'll just write that down. Avery T. Deacon Harry. What's the T for?
Tom.
Oh, I see. Avery Tom Deacon Harry. Now, sir, what's the trouble?
10 Downing Street is gone, laddie. It's not there.
What do you mean, gone? What do you mean, gone? What do you mean, gone?
I'll tell you. In between numbers 9 and 11, there is a blank space.
Nothing there.
Nothing save a space between 9 and 11.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, why?
It's just dropped off.
I see. Well, don't wake it up, then.
That was at 2 a.m.
You need the bother.
At 2:15, Inspector Seagoon received a report of the mysterious phone call.
Good.
It says the man claims 10 Downing Street is missing. Eccles, we'd better drive up there.
What for?
I want to look round.
But you already look round.
Yes. Is your squad car handy?
Yep, I tuned the engine myself and I can get an extra 2 miles an hour out of her.
How fast did she go before?
She ain't never been before.
In that case, I'll walk. It'll be quicker.
All right, then you walk. I'll drive the car on. You walk. Belt you. You'll see you get there first.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, my good man. Goodbye, then. Goodbye. Ow! Okay, we'll be okay. Inspector?
Yes?
When you get there, wait for me.
On arrival at Downing Street, Inspector Seagoon was horrified.
Yeah, I got there first.
Number 10 what? Downing Street was missing.
Oh.
The area was soon alive with CID men. The duty constable was closely questioned, and questioned.
Yes, well, I was tied up, Inspector, and then they gagged me with this. They got it from 10 Downing Street.
Oh, a hand towel.
Yeah, they stuffed it in my mouth.
I see.
Well, sir, it's like this, you see. At 12:30, a monster lorry pull up outside. 10 men jump out and wallop me on the head. I turn round to see who it was and wallop, wallop on my head again. I stood up, you see, have a quick barter, no one there, and wallop, wallop, wallop all on my head. As I took out my notebook, all official like, wallop, wallop, wallop on my head, all wallops all over my head. And then I...
Yes. But did you notice anything about these men?
Yes.
What?
I noticed they kept walloping me on the head.
And to your knowledge, the Prime Minister was in the house.
Yeah, and when I come the house was gone.
The Prime Minister gone? He's got to be found quickly.
Inspector, I found these lying in the road.
Ah, a pair of gloves, yes. These may help us. Curse.
What's up, sir?
They don't fit me. Where's the ace cardboard detective?
I heard you coming, Captain. I heard you coming. Sings new signature tune. Give your command and it will be done it. I will not flinch from my duty. I stand ready.
Blue Bottle. Blue Bottle, have these gloves analysed at once.
It shall be done, my captain, with all speed. I go. Farewell.
Stout lad. Sergeant Max Gilray, see what you can make of this small blunt instrument. On the back of the
bandit, I'm getting on return. I'm back. Points that don't face. Doot, 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 doot.
Well?
Well, I will tell you. These gloves, what I had got, have been thoroughly analyzed at a laboratory.
And?
We have ascertained the exact type what is there.
Good. What type are they?
They're what you wear on your hand.
Blue Bottle, I am proud here and now to give you the rank of Constable First Class. Just stand at this springboard.
Hey! Hey! He's falling in the water. You ruddens, when you... Aye, farewell, cruel world. Sink slowly into underpants.
He's upset about something, Sergeant.
Yes, still, Inspector. While the police force have men like Blue Bottle, what have they got to worry about?
Men like Eccles.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Men like Eccles.
Women like Eccles, too.
Oh. Oh, Eccles, what's the exact time?
The time? It's getting on.
Thank you.
Stop.
Now, gather around, everyone.
Men? I'm everyone.
Stop the rhubarb. Men, this is the position. Someone claims that they saw a large lorry with what looked like 10 Downing Street strapped to the back. So we intend to set up police and military roadblocks on all main roads.
Right.
Shut up, Blue
Bottle. Shut up,
Blue Bottle. Flying squad cars will stop all... Slow down to this corner, Blue Bottle.
Right, Captain.
Hello? Hello? Policeman Eccles calling Inspector Seagoon's car.
Hello, Eccles. Seagoon answering, over.
Inspector, I think I'm onto something. I've been tailing a car up the Great North Road for the last 30 miles, and it looks very suspicious.
Overtake him at once.
But he's doing 100 miles an hour.
Well, try and pass him.
Well, I'll try, but he's got the advantage over me.
Why?
He's in a car, I'm walking.
You've got boots on?
I got boots on,
well, yeah. None of these silly excuses. Get that car!
Okay, over and out.
Right now. Travel Blue Bottle, how's the time going?
It's going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick.
Must be the same make as mine. Mine goes tick-tock, too.
Mine doesn't go tick-tock, too. Mine just goes tick-tock, tick-tock. Tick. Someone's hitting me with a brick. Face turns green, ears fall off, legs turn to jelly, go cross-eyed with agony, faints on soft part of ground.
Blue Bottle, are you hurt?
Hello, calling Inspector Seagoon.
Oh, blast. Hello, Eccles, what is it?
Good news, I stopped that car.
How?
I threw a brick at the driver.
You threw a brick
at... Just a minute. Oh! Okay. I just threw another brick at his mate.
Eccles, you idiot, you...
Hello, hello, Inspector Seagoon. I've got his mate as well. Hello? Hello? Oh.
At 5 in the morning, there was still no news of the missing Prime Minister or Number 10 Downing Street. Finally, the BBC, after high-level consultations, decided to broadcast the following bulletin to the nation.
Owing to frost, the swimming gala at Lord's Cricket Ground has been postponed. In its place, you can hear Hamlet on Ice. It helps to keep it fresh.
Switch that radio thing off, will you? That's better. Oh, stuck out here at 5 in the morning in charge of a military roadblock? What a life. Still duty before pleasure. Now, let me see, men. Yes, I'll pay pontoons only. Let's be having you now. Come along. Never mind, lad. Never mind. Let's have another round.
Not for me, sir. I'm skint.
No money?
No.
Grapple me, Gronkus. Get outside on guard. You military fool. How dare you play cards when you should be at your post? Your duties, quick, march. Left, 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 right, left. Come along. Pick him up. Now, I'll put him down again.
Hello there.
Sir.
What?
There's somebody creeping about. I saw it.
What? Give me my pistol. Sword, hand me that rifle, steel helmet, and that hand grenade, breastplate and armor shield. Right. Now, Private Bog, take this stick and go and see who it is. While I have my photo taken under the bed.
Right, sir. Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Anybody out there in the dark?
Well, Bog, is there anybody there?
No, sir, not, sir.
Oh, then I'll take charge of this. Come on out and fight, you out there in the dark. Joe. I say, you're sure there's nobody out there, right?
I'm positive.
Right. Come on, you cowards. Come and fight. Oh, that scared them away. You've run away, haven't you?
Oh, no, I ain't. Oh!
I can't. I'm in the bar.
Let me in.
I'm sorry. All vacancies are filled.
You can have 10, Bob.
Thank you, Major. I was so frightened out there.
Man, so was I.
Oh. Hands up or I shoot.
Hey, don't point that thing at me.
You will feel no pain. It's not loaded.
Well, we will conclude that around about the same time next week. The missing number 10 Downing Street from the Goons, a comedy this week here on Beagley at Night.
I was yours from the beginning. Know that I was more than just a friend. What you have done is worse than sinning. Cheating female, this is the end. I'm gonna wash my hands of you. I'm gonna wash my hands of you. You were never on the level, you double-crossing devil. I'm gonna wash my hands of you.
Me a double-crosser? What about that blonde of yours, Fanny something or other, that's her name? I always see you with your Fanny, don't I?
You viper, you danced and danced, so let me pay the piper. I'm gonna tie the can to you. You've done about all the harm you'll do. Breaking hearts was just your pastime. You've done it for the last time. I'm gonna wash my hands of you.
Who are you to talk? You're a cheat and a fool and a good-for-nothing.
Say, who you calling a good-for-nothing, huh?
I'm gonna give you lots of air. When you want me, I won't be there. When you got me in your power, your kisses all turn sour. I'm gonna wash my hands of you.
And I used to say that every time I kissed you, I felt a better man.
Yes, you tried to become a saint in one night.
I was a model citizen, but now my friends all say amen. There goes another victim, oh, the way that baby tricked him. I'm gonna wash my hands of you.
Well, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, but remember this, the bait isn't as fresh as it was. You know that, don't you?
Oh, no. You cheat, you. I wish you were a gong so I could beat you.
You wanna beat me, huh? Delilah shaved her Samson bow. Delilah's what you should be called. I'll be happy to upset you. When you go, I'll sure forget you. I'm gonna wash my hands of you.
Why, Samson was a great big guy. You're just a little midget. Besides, you don't need a haircut, you bald-headed old...
You viper. You danced and danced and let me pay the piper. I'm gonna wash my hands of you. I'm gonna tell the world we're through.
Breaking hearts was just your pastime.
You've done it for the last time. I'm gonna wash my hands of you.
Beautiful stuff. stuff. That was Ambrose and his orchestra, Sam Brown and Elsie Carlisle, singing along there from 1934. And I'm going to wash my hands on you. And before that, Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan and Harry Segan, and goodness knows who else, the Goons, the missing number 10 Downing Street. And we will conclude that around about the same time next week, as I said. We've got about 8 minutes left, I think, something like that. So certainly time to play these two.
Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, the dreams I dream, the schemes I scheme.
write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too. That book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my art would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you, because your love is the beacon that lights up my way. To you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I could find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
And vocals coming from Jack Leonard, and Dedicated to You from 1937. And that's just about it for this edition of the programme. One more song to go. It's Mrs. Mills and Good Morning. And that sort of seems appropriate. I'll be back hopefully round about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Until then, I hope you have yourselves a good week and a safe week and a healthy week as well. Until we meet again, keep well. From me, RB, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.